The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.
Today is December 6th, and we have our first emergency episode of the offseason. The Yankees have signed Tommy Tightpants Canely, and I'm excited to talk about it, so let's talk about it live in San Diego. Oh, hated that.
Listen.
I hate it. Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. You can use code Talking Yanks. Use code Yanks for $20 off tickets of your choice. Use the app. Get the tickets. We have two seats right here. Nice view of the, is that the harbor?
Nice view of the harbor, maybe.
We're in San Diego at winter meetings, and Tommy Canely signs with the Yankees. And this one was like pseudo buzz, but not real buzz, and pseudo, like, I think some people reported it. I definitely 2 weeks ago on this podcast said I wanted him.
Yeah.
But no one saw it. I don't think we saw it coming before Judge news. So, Jake, are you excited about this one?
James, Davis, everyone. I am. We love Tommy Canely. You know I'm an energy guy. You know, remember when I was wearing my crystals?
Yeah.
And Tommy Canely brings that in droves. I mean, we all remember, if you're a Talking Yanks fan, he's part of the Talking Yanks ride. You know, I think 33-year-old Tommy Canely, I think he's grown up a little bit from the hell maker that we got from the White Sox back in the day. But, dude, one of the best pitches to watch in baseball, a wipeout changeup. So, aesthetically pleasing.
I love his changeup.
Them big old thighs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just kind of the day-to-day energy. And we talked about a couple episodes ago when he was yelling from the Baltimore bullpen and you could hear him.
Yeah.
So like there's some stuff that over 162 you need a little bit of juice to get you through the season, and Tommy Canely brings that while also being a wipeout two-way guy in the bullpen. What are you doing?
Yeah, Tommy Canely pants his IKF daily. And you know that.
That's what I said 2 weeks ago, so IKF's got to watch out.
Watch your butt.
Because Clubhouse just got rowdy. Flights, no one's sleeping on flights anymore.
No sleep.
It's partying.
In Brooklyn.
No, I'm excited that he's back. I really am. Okay, so there's personality-wise, and that doesn't do as much good as the actual on-field stuff. The Yankees lose Chapman. They lose Britton, right? Those guys aren't coming back. Wandy and Litke are the two lefties. Tommy Canely is a lefty specialist. He's a righty, but his changeup is to get lefties out. Like, if you ask me right now, Canely is coming in to face that last lefty in the inning the same amount as Wandy. Like, those are the two that are doing it, and Litke's kind of going to be getting the other innings, if it all stays, and it might change.
Yeah.
But this is a guy that has a specialty. I don't know his numbers. I was going to pull him up. But his changeup crushes lefties. Him and Ottavino were used as like the righty and lefty guy. He can get righties
almost
out too.
Almost too much.
Yeah, I don't want them to fall into this.
Right.
But with Chapman and Britton leaving, and those are guys that they liked against lefties and all that, this helps. So
So if you don't know, Tommy Canely went to the Dodgers. They signed him through his rehab year. He came back. He had 13 appearances last year, a 2.84 ERA, 12.2 innings, 14 strikeouts, really good whip. And yeah, he was kind of nasty. He got out righties actually a little better than lefties last year. It's a very small sample. It's like 13 at bats against righties, but he faced a ton more lefties because they put him in that situation.
Yeah.
He's really good against lefties. So
he's good against righties too. It's just he does, there's not that much of a drop. He's very good against lefties and for a righty reliever sometimes.
Honestly, I think what happened in the past, you know, when did we first get Tommy Canley? 2018?
17. He was part of the Todd Frazier and David Robinson trade.
I think even since 2017, the amount of right-on-right changeups that are thrown, because it goes back to your old pitching coach, throw that good pitch.
Throw that Joe Asanya. Throw that one good pitch.
It doesn't matter if it's righties or lefties. Kind of throw your good pitch.
And Tommy Canley likes throw in that one good pitch.
He loves
it. I meant to say the Yankees like having relievers that are one to two pitch guys. They don't like relievers with multiple pitches.
Yeah. I mean, Tommy Canley is as fun as it gets with the fastball changeup combo. And, Jim, the other thing, I don't know if we're fully ready to go to vibes, but it's something you mentioned in passing. Canley and Wandy.
Oh, no.
Yes. Change up, bros.
That's going to be...
both a little kooky.
That's... oh, no.
Like, you kind of... rest of the bullpen as it comes together is a little worrisome because those guys are going to ruin your day.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to ruin your day.
So I like Tommy Canley so much. I've been working on this breakdown. I don't want to tell what it is because someone might be better at it finding, but it's been forever. It started with I wanted to find how many... fastballs are slower than Tommy Canley's changeup.
Right.
And it's a lot. It's like a lot. And then it delved into something new and fun. But if you go, man, I wish I could, maybe I bring him up and we put it on the video. If you go look at some of the at-bats he had in the postseason for the Dodgers, he pitched three games in a row in the playoffs against them for the Dodgers.
Right.
But he, one game, he just mowed through.
Oh, I remember this. It was like
the
dominant.
It's the heart of the Padres order. So I have him here. I don't know, BBD. Maybe we put him on the video. Like, it might be easy enough. But this is against Juan Soto, and like a changeup,
front hip changeup
that Soto just fully backs
That's
away from.
Greg Maddux's fastball.
It is Greg Maddux's fastball. Front hip. Just Gallo on the screen. And then he does it again, and you can see Soto thinks he's making the correction there.
Yeah.
He thinks he's like, all right, stay in it. But it's not a good swing.
Yeah.
And then I believe 0-2 to Soto, he goes fastball here. No, another changeup that he still can't hold up on. And then after that, it was Machado, who he three-pitch K'd Machado as well, the next batter.
Soto and Machado, back-to-back.
A righty now, who he goes changeup right down the middle. It just disappears, man. I watched these pitches a lot because I love Tommy Canley. And then that fastball, it's 97 and rides the plane.
Yeah.
And then 0-2.
Which plane?
The outer plane. Oh, that's nasty. Nasty. So yeah. I'm excited. This is a pitcher who I tuned in to watch him on other teams. Like when he was pitching on the Dodgers, I would go pull up his Savant and like watch. Right. I really like watching his pitch. It's crazy.
Right.
So I'm excited. And you know who else is excited?
Yes.
Athletic Greens, Jake.
Yes.
Athletic Greens said, we want the first breaking ep of the offseason. That's what they told us. So we won't buy some ads with you guys because we love you, we love your audience, and they love us, but we want the first breaking episode for Talking Yanks. That's how in they are. They understand the specialty of this. So Tommy Canley's healthy now. Dodgers got him. They fixed him up. He comes back. You want to be healthy? You want to feel good? Athletic Greens. AG1.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things, ATT.
All the things, man.
It's lifestyle-friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations, and third-party testing. With Athletic Greens, you're investing in an all-time one nutritional insurance. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/yanks. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/yanks to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Chris Rose is here. He likes Athletic Greens.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Handsome.
Does he like Tommy Canley?
He should, for all the reasons we mentioned. Is the conversation now, Jim? Because we kind of know Tommy Canely.
Yes.
Fun. Changeup.
Do him and Donaldson get along?
Fastball, changeup, little kooky, thighs.
Big, big Eagles fan, so football jerseys are going to be back into the
football season's
clubhouse.
Back in.
He has his Eagles helmet.
The Fantasy Football League probably gets a little spike there. Maybe there's some controversy. Watch out for that.
He's from New York. I mean, he definitely texted Judge and was like, yo, are we both coming? Like, dual press.
That would be a good.
He's like, dual press conference, bro?
I could see Tommy Canely sending the text like, hey, can I get 99? It's a good text,
if
right?
You
it's
leave, free right now.
He's got 99 energy.
Yeah, big time.
What number is Tommy Canely? 40?
He was 48 as a Yankee. He was 44 with the Dodgers this year.
So that means he'll probably go down to 40, if you believe in patterns.
Yeah.
He was 54 with the Rockies. So 54, 48, 44. So it's going to be an even number.
54 is open.
It's going to be an even number. 54 is open.
Where's Chad Green going to go?
Europe for a year.
Just the London series only?
Just Netherlands.
He's rehabbing anyway.
Just the Dutch.
He's got a very cute kid, this, just to let you know.
Does this question go to the bullpen now, Jim? Because I can name you some guys in our bullpen.
Yeah, go. Let's see. Name them.
Clay Holmes.
Okay.
Jonathan Loaisiga.
Okay.
The brothers, Canely and Wandy.
Yeah.
Lou Trevino.
Forgot about Trevino.
Marinaccio.
Yeah, and I don't expect Marinaccio to be around.
And then Lickie and Abreu is currently what's listed on the website.
I like Marinaccio, but it was very odd vibes at the end of the year with him. Like, very, very weird vibes. What about Efros? I mean, when's he going to be healthy?
Efros, he's still current. He got Tommy John.
Yeah,
so I
he
think
got Tommy John.
Okay.
Like
all right.
Because
Efros and
Canely
seem like they'd be friends.
Michael King. Oh, next yeah. They're a good, friends. Like, quiet, loud combo. Like, they're Dan Rourke and Audio Jack.
I think Efros
like,
likes
friends.
I think Efros likes being around him because he's. A lot of people like being around Tommy because he's a little bit of a shield.
Yeah. He takes all of it. Michael King. We'll see what goes on there.
Why? He's pitching already.
Right.
He should be.
Oh, dude.
He says he's ready to go for spring, right?
So, I mean. Holmes, Johnny, Canely, Wandy, Lou.
Who's the guy they just traded? They got picked up from the Pirates.
That guy.
Junior.
I think he has an option. Is one of those like weird.
I don't think he's a lock.
Yeah,
but,
Junior Fernandez.
But I don't think they're going to pick up any more known relievers.
Right? I mean, they actually have a lot of. To go into a baseball season, I mean, they have seven relievers that you like.
Yeah.
Which that's. That's pretty impressive.
And maybe that's why, you know, before Judge gets picked up, this was just easy for them. Like, Tommy was like, you know, Canely's right. Camp was, I want to do this. Like, let's just do it. And they're like, you know, this doesn't interfere with other things. Like, okay, bullpen's done now.
Right.
Now yeah. We got to figure out the Judge news. And since we're talking.
Okay.
Well, let's finish this bullpen combo. But let's talk about the latest Judge stuff because it's getting sloppy.
It's just taken a turn, hasn't it?
But this is. Exactly what happened when we were here in 2019
right.
With Garrett Cole.
Right.
One day, it was, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. We went to bed that night thinking it was done. And then we woke up the next day, and all the scuttlebutt rumors, like whether they had merit or not, were Angels just swapped, Angels up, he doesn't want to go, Angels up, blah, blah, blah. And then that night, or whatever time it was,
right,
it dropped. And it was like, oh, okay.
Bong.
No, I'm not making. Like, I don't think there's a direct correlation here, but right now we're in the midst of all the news that supports not going to the Yankees is coming out.
Right.
He's mad at Cashman. He's right. Upset with Cashman for leaking the contract.
The Time article comes out.
Yeah.
Lamb of the Year or whatever.
Lamb of the Year, and he said he's upset with Cashman for doing the thing on opening day, which makes right. Sense. Cashman tried to get out in front of that. Right as the season ended during his postgames, he was like, that was something we told him was happening. So there was communication yeah. There. It seemed like Judge was like, I thought we said we weren't going to do that.
Right.
Quote comes out from 10 years ago when he was a senior in high school saying, you know, 10 years from now, I'm going to be married to Samantha and we're playing for the Giants.
It's pretty good.
It's
pretty cool.
18-year-old Judge.
Yeah. You feel pretty good about him.
You take some quotes from me.
Yeah, what's your 18-year-old quote?
I had no idea what I wanted to be. I think I said I was going to be a teacher.
Yeah?
I went to school thinking I was.
You know, I'm a little off. I still would have said, like, I was going to find my way out of the Yanks. And people would have been like, dude, you're bad.
Yeah,
but you're going to find a knuckleball.
Yeah, that's true.
I had no idea what I wanted to do 10 years ago. Please don't quote me.
No, it's today's going to be the roller coaster judge day where there's a oddly high chance it ends with a celebration and it's done. And who knows, maybe Hal even shows face at winter meetings.
I don't think Judge is coming, though, either.
Yeah, that was interesting. We never hit up Hoke. We should have. But we kind of didn't know how sensitive that was.
We
bumped into him once, and we gave him the business pretty good.
Yeah, I have it on film.
That was pre funny business. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's a good chance that our next episode is about Aaron Judge.
Feels like
it should
be.
It still feels like something's going to happen. I mean, I love the storylines, right? Like that he's going to Hawaii, so he's just going to stop in San Diego on his way. Makes sense flight path wise.
Yeah.
And
like
sign the deal.
Just get off the plane, stretch your legs.
Sign the deal, announce it, and then go on vacation to celebrate it. Because, I mean, their anniversary's coming up, right? And they got married in Hawaii.
Tyler Wade's probably waiting for them.
Why don't we text Wader and be like,
Wader.
Yeah, let's text Wade.
What's up, dude?
What's the
deal? And Vince Velasquez is a pirate.
So take that off your Yankee board.
Damn. I think that's it.
What's the only thing that could usurp or come before Judge news? It would be like a Rodon if they did that possibly.
You mean the Yankee signing someone? Yeah. I don't think anything else. I think other teams. I think, you know, Rodon can announce going to X or Benintendi can go to the Astros. Like other things that maybe Yankees fans want to happen could.
Is there like
a trade if they are able to dump Hicks contract, like maybe that happens.
Right.
But I don't know.
Right.
I don't think so.
What are they clearing that salary for? And then we get Judge. They'll be within 24 hours if that came first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Tommy Canley's back. The bullpen looks good. The
bullpen looks really good.
I bet on them.
Obviously that back end spot between Clay Holmes or Johnny Loaiza or whatever. It's not a sure bet.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
DraftKings has an app called the DraftKings Sportsbook.
I'm on that.
And you can download that, and right now you can do holiday hoops.
How about Morocco, Jim? Did you hear about this?
Morocco?
Morocco moves on. They beat España.
España?
Could have won a lot of money in the World Cup if you bet that.
Good for Morocco.
Good for Morocco.
How many teams from Africa have moved on?
Tough to say. Currently or ever?
Currently.
I'd say one.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So does the whole continent rally around it? Like, would you cheer for the Canada?
It's always kind of felt like Africa wasn't fully in on Morocco.
Well, they're like kind of like trying to leave the top there, you know?
Yeah.
Egypt and Morocco are kind of like, nah, we're different.
Yeah.
Anyway, DraftKings, you can get the same game parlays. And I have a bet for you about the Yankees.
Okay.
So download the app. The Holiday Hoops, you can get $150 in free bets if you place a $5 pre-game money line on any NBA team to win, and they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JohnBoy. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Who gets the most saves on the Yankees next year? Not save opportunities out of, because I think Clay Holmes is going to get the most. If he's healthy, I think they like that. But I'm saying secondary.
So we're okay. Everyone healthy.
Or
you're now going to secondary closers
when Clay's out.
Right.
Is it Loaiza? Is it King? Is it Canley? Is it Wandy? Now you forgot about King. Your whole brain kind of went like, "Oh shit, could be King."
Yes. I threw it back in the analysis, but the analysis didn't care because that's not King's lane, honestly.
They could be.
It's Johnny. Because King, you're going to want to be your two-inning kind of wipeout guy when you need it. And I think Johnny.
You don't see Canley getting there, though?
I mean, they all could. Like, I mean, Canley and Peralta are literally like weird siblings that throw with the different arms from different countries. So I would still go Johnny Laza, especially how we finished last year.
Okay.
How about you?
I mean, the boy. I like King.
Okay.
I like a King.
I like the King.
I like the King.
Hopefully we'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Yeah, it'd be fun, huh?
Go Yanks.
Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.